some bluegrass music for you today. We've come in from different parts of the country to be together with you, and we really appreciate you being all outside with us today here in the wonderful mountains of, where are we anyway?
We're in the right place, obviously.
We must be in the right place to be here with you. And got a few more Bill Monroe numbers to kind of get things started here. He's the father of bluegrass music, and we want to just get as deep into that bluegrass as we can get today, if you know what I mean. Grasshopper. Came down from Kentucky to Nashville, Tennessee when I was there with Bill Monroe. Came backstage at the Grand Ole Opry. He took out the mandolin. He took out the fiddle and played a number. He took out the mandolin and played a number. Bill Monroe looked over at him and said, "Stick with the fiddle, son." Mr. Sam Bush.
Hey.
California today. We do appreciate you being here in a somewhat moist condition, but and again, that's not always a bad thing, but we are so privileged to get to jam for you today, and we thank you for being here. This is an old Stanley Brothers tune we're going to do. Darling, think of what you've done. Is it true that I've lost you? Am I not the only one? After all this pain and sorrow, darling, think of what you've done. Heart to heart, dear, I need you. Like a flower's need to do. Can't believe we're really through. Is it true that I've lost you? Am I not the only one? After all this pain and sorrow, darling, think of what you've done. We found him out here wandering around in the field. He's from Florida. He's from Kissimmee, Florida, but we like to call him the Kissimmee Kid. This is Mr. Vassar Clemons on the fiddle.
it safe. So we're going to do a... I was going to say the Fiddle Player National Anthem. That's our boss special. We're not going to do that. We're going to do a... Kiss me is Kissimmee. What's the matter with you?
He says Kissimmee, you say Kissimmee. What's the difference?
Anyway, Kissimmee kid, we're trying.
Thank you.
Pastor Clemens.
If I get in a video film of any kind, Sam's gonna play pastor. I told him he'd have to cut his hair. That's the reason he's looking around and seeing exactly how much he's got to cut.
That's right. I've
which
got
will
it.
Be a lot. Because you take one long strand and kind of mix it around, you know. And he's gonna have to learn to do it.
Is that right? Is it?
That was just a bug. This is one of my favorite tunes, and one of yours too, if you've ever heard it. It's the most lonesome sound I've ever heard. I did this with Monroe, and I don't know when it was. It was years ago when they were loading hay before after we'd leave the opera, go somewhere else. But he said, "Boys, we've got to go to the farm and load some hay. It might rain." I said, "Well, y'all go ahead." And I got out of it. Anyway, this is one of the tunes that was done back then. When the golden leaves begin to fall.
Thank you.
manager, you know.
We've got a horse. A horse.
A horse, I say.
In his home state, I do believe. Right over here in, where are we again?
Syracuse.
From Syracuse, New York, on the five-string banjo. He's on fire tonight, folks. Make him welcome, Tony Trischka.
Memphis train, beat the Memphis.
hear the number? Hello. You know, I love it when the music gets more powerful than the technology. You wanted to hear the song about the old pig in the pen, and we're going to do that for you.
All I need.
Krzyszka and Bassett Clemens on the fiddle and the banjo right there.
Woo!
Talk about it, yeah. We're going to get down in the groove now. Thank you. We would like to bring Centerford to the stage at this time. A boy who, when he started with Bill Monroe, originally started with Bill Monroe, he was 14 years old. And he's down from Florida. And Bill heard him play and he said, son, go out and buy you a hat and be back here Sunday and get on the bus. And young Vassar Clemens joined the Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys at 14. And he worked with him on and off, cutting many, many fine numbers. And we'd like to do two of them for you here. The first one is called The Blue Moon of Kentucky. And this was one that rejuvenated Bill's career after Elvis Presley had recorded this number here. Now, when Elvis Presley recorded Blue Moon of Kentucky, a lot of people felt that bluegrass had been compromised, and they asked Bill, they said, Bill, what do you think about that young, hip-shaking, rock and rolling Elvis Presley? What do you think about him recording your bluegrass number, Blue Moon of Kentucky? And Bill just looked over and he said, you know, them were powerful checks. He said, if I could help Elvis in any way, I would. That's how it stood with me and Elvis. Here it is. This is the recording that Bill did after Elvis made a hit of Blue Moon in Kentucky, which was the second time it had been a hit. And this is the third time it was a hit. It was the young Vassar Clemens played on it, and this is how it goes. Master Vassar. I'd like to introduce to you our man on the pedal steel here, putting in the sweet tones, Mr. Gordon Stone. And on the bass, keeping us all on our toes here. And making us feel all right, this is Bryn Bright on the bass.
And by the way, just in case, you might not know who this fella is. Some people call him El Rojo. Some call him Panama Red. But everybody calls him Mr. Peter Rowan on the guitar and the vocal.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, folks. We're really glad to be here playing the bluegrass. It's funny, you know, I went to Colgate University for a while, and back in the early 60s, we were playing bluegrass in these hills back then, and it's great to see that it's grown and that you've all come out and loving the bluegrass music. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Peter Rowan.
Wow, thank you, Chris. Woo! Oh, my. Well, I'd like to bring my good buddy Sam Bush front and center to play a couple of solo numbers for you here. I don't know how well, he may come up with 10 or 11 by the time he's done, but he started a band called the Newgrass Revival, and has gone on to, I never thought it would come quite to this stage.
Back in 1939, I never thought it would come to this, Pete.
But he's from Kentucky. He's inherited the fire and the drive of bluegrass music and the innovation of soul. Yeah. So I want you to make welcome here today. Put your hands together, please, for Mr. Sammy Bush.
Good evening, Hill people. Tune that I'll just play a little snippet of it for you. It's an old fiddle tune originally done by a great Texas fiddler named Eck Robertson. It's called Brilliancy. Bob Dylan song. Here's the tavern, there's a North Country fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline. Me to the one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. If you're going where the snow lays storm, or where the rivers freeze and the summer ends, see for me she has a coat so warm.
deeper from the Hylian winds. Please see if her hair hangs so long, rose and blows all around her breast. See for me if her hair hangs long. That's the way I remember her best. Can I play? I'm officially playing. Trip. I got to go, well, for one thing, for the first time to Jamaica. The reason I got to go there is so I could get to be jamming for 2 days with my favorite band, Little Feet. The song I get to play with them. I'm going to do the first verse the way they originally recorded it, and then I'll go on and do another version of it for you. Rhythmically.
started singing. But you gotta put on your sailing shoes. Put on your sailing shoes. Everyone will clap at you when you put on your sailing shoes. Got you to die. He gotta die. Catch a mall fish every time. I got a line. If you got a phone, said I will meet you at the fishing hole. But you got to put on your sailing shoes. Put on your sailing shoes. Everyone will tip a rain when you put on your sailing shoes. Doctor, I feel so bad. This is the worst day I've ever had. Had to get some misery in your hand and the baby in a very long time. If you were, if I were led on the line. But you gotta put on your sailing shoes. Gotta put on your sailing shoes. Everyone will clap at you. Put on your sailing shoes. An old Robert Johnson song. I went down to the crossroads, got down upon my knees. Went down to the crossroads, got down on my knees. Well, I asked the Lord above, have mercy, Lord have mercy if you please. Down to the crossroads, I tried to find a ride. I went down to the crossroads, tried to find a ride. Well, nobody seemed to know me. Everybody passed me by. Take my rider by my side. Going down to Rosedale. Take my rider by my side. Oh, we can still build a house, Betty, down by the riverside. I said, around you. I said, Rob, you can run. Tell my friend, Bo Willie Brown. Long
when standing at the crossroads, I believe we're sinking down. Yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah.
Mr. Charles Barnes to come backstage, please. Mr. Charles Barnes, thank you very much. If you're on the premises, come backstage, please. I'd like to introduce you now to a man who needs no introduction. A lot of the bands that come out of this area have been inspired by a band that Tony started called Country Cooking. And he's been a three fella, he's been a greengrass gringo, he's been a member of the Free Mexican Air Force at times. And please make welcome on the five-string banjo, Mr. Tony Trischka.
Thank you. Nice to be back up here. It's not raining out there, is it? It's dry, right? A little somewhat. Well, thanks for hanging out. I'm gonna do a few banjo tunes for you, with your permission. Is that right? All right. Thank you. that I usually don't play, but I'm going to do it for you here today. There's a little bit of audience participation if you want to get into this. Appreciate it a whole lot. You should know most of, not all of these tunes. The Shameless Pandering Medley.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks. Here's a song. I want to do this for my buddy Charles Barnes. We finally found him. Yeah.
Shoot me down. I got a wife and kids.
shoot me down.
Hope and fear and feed the phantoms of the night. Think my rest is great. Say a prayer for your enemy that lingers in your mind. And when you travel down this highway, lost and all alone, say a prayer for those that love you, remember. No man rides alone. And my restless breath cannot contain the soul that gave me birth. I'll search the wide world round and round for that jewel of priceless worth.
Pleasure here to have Bryn Bright joining me on stage. Oh, these guitars are so old, you know. 1937 on this little Martin here. That's the fun, one of the fun things about bluegrass is you get to play the antiques. I'd like to close off with this little number here. Bryn's going to help me out on it. This is for y'all and for especially for you ladies. This is called Wisdom Girl. She knows.
a shady grove by the river bend, I go to see my bride again. Talking about my wisdom, talking about my wisdom, talking about my wisdom, talking about my wisdom.
Thank you so much. Bring Brian on the bass there. Thank you. You know, we have a little place down in South Texas where we always rehearse before we go on tour. A little place called Camp Howdy. Give me a good mini Pearl Howdy. Howdy! Yeah. My goodness gracious. Well, we were just down at Camp Howdy, kind of searching for some spiritual sport. We were sitting around in the campfire, kind of surprising ourselves. And out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the piñon pines came a dude of an hombre, the dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot, rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears. He had on a beaver skin hat, a leopard skin vest, lizard skin boots, and bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. He took one look at us, fell face down in the campfire, sucked up all the flames, blew out a smoke ring, spit out a live coal. Looked at us and said, "Oh, what are you boys? Hippies?" Howdy! We're vegetarians. Say, you boys, climb out of that campfire and come with me. I'm going to teach you about the true spiritual sport. We gonna fly with the free Mexican Air Force. Well, when he said spiritual sport, we climbed out of that campfire, went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent, pulled on our cotton drawstring mail order yogi trousers with the extra flap, slipped into the comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis all day long. We were ready for the spiritual sport. So we followed this dude whose name was Beauregard Hooligan out across the bean field to an old B-25 that was sitting there in the midnight moonlight. He climbed aboard and he motioned me forward into the co-pilot's seat and I felt proud. Then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the piñon pine. Then they pulled the blocks out from under the wheels and we started rolling down across the bean field in the midnight moonlight. As we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead, and as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, "Bo?" I called him Bo. "This thing fly?" He just looked at me and said, "What are you, Bo? Are superstitious?" Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff at the end of the bean field, plummeting down through the void, not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. And I turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment. And he just smiled at me and he said, "Dude, you
drive.
I grabbed a hold of the little wheel. I pulled back. A miracle occurred. The right prop kicked in. We spiraled up so we were airborne, flying upside down just below the radar and just above the paraquat into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when a song came to my mind. Thank you. Stands in the middle. Going to play a tune right here. What's it going to be? Vassar Clemens right here. Vassar Clemens. Thank you.
classic Clemens.
Sound. It beats out up here, y'all sing it, okay?
Buzz.
Thank you. I'm Jimmy Martin. Thank you very much.
Tony Trist on the five-string banjo.
Professor Clemens. Pedro, Peter, Rowan, Ben, Frank, Gordon Stone, Sam Bush, we thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan Bush.
Come on, give it up. What do you think? Should we send them home? Should we punch that time card? Let's show them some love, show from the heart. Give it up one more time. Can you hang for a couple of minutes? Because, I mean, really, we're here. By the way, just in case you were wondering, I am running for president again this year. There could be many different slogans. A Bush you can trust? I don't think so. But I'm running, in years past, Future Man from the Flecktones was my running mate for vice president, but, well, we thought we needed the alien vote, and, I thought I won the last election. I asked for a recount and everything, still didn't win, though, and this year, Senator Arlen Specter will be my running mate. I'm going to go more conservative. That way, your bumper sticker will read Bush and Specter, 04. And I'll be the first candidate that comes out and just says it. I'm all for same-sex marriage. I mean, let's face it, friends. No matter who you are, who you marry, once you say, I do, in front of everyone you know, you said you'd have the same sex the rest of your life. Thank you. I run on the nothing ticket. If you vote for me, you vote for nothing. Thank you. Thank you. Said, it's time to play music, I think. Here's a tune I got to record on a record with my friend the dog. Peter and Bryn Vassar play with quite frequently, Mr. David Grisman. We had this come out on a record. It's an old Stanley Brothers tune, actually. It's called Ralph's Banjo Special.
Thank you.
Rolling Stone, Glenn Bright, Peter Rowan, Sam Bush, Fast Sir Clements, and Tony Trisker. We thank you very much. Thanks for letting us play.
Thank you, man. Sam Bush.